Greetings, this is James Gillen on the BBS Network, and As You Wish Talk Radio. We've got quite an amazing things going on. I mean, the whole world is kind of a little bit right now, but, you know, it's a good thing. We need a little chaos that shakes things up and gets things moving, you know, and we need to get things moving because it's gotten beyond belief. I just got back from the Awakening Power Expo. That was quite an amazing event there. I learned something I've never heard before, but that ninth dimensional consciousness is actually hillbilly consciousness from Winston Strout. So it was quite an interesting panels that we're on, but had a lot of fun there. I had some great help there. The staff was amazing. Ethan put on quite an expo, and you know, give good thanks to Natasha and Kira and all the staff there that helped keep it together. Paloma, and she actually is going by a different name. She changed her name. I already forgot what it is, but her husband and all the other people that helped out, you know, on the staff there was great. Vicky for helping me with my workshop too. I was the other end of the table, and she's probably still recovering from that. But the workshop was just amazing. People were just blowing wide open right and left and connecting with all the higher dimensional beings. It was a lot of fun. And, you know, it was pretty amazing. There's a lot of other things going on. Also, go check out eSETI Australia. They've got some great new footage up there. They're getting massive ships coming over there right and left. When I was in Australia, everywhere we went, we had ships. Almost every meeting that was important with the elders, with the Aboriginal elders and things, the ships were there. And we're talking big ships. And if you get the, we have a DVD here called the, I think it's on their site as well. It's the documentary, the Australian, you know, I think it's eSETI Down Under documentary. And check it out, because we're finding out that the ancient origins of man actually began in Australia. It's the oldest continent to stay above water. The petroglyphs, the hieroglyphs, and the starglyphs tell the Earth story. And, you know, even the Egyptian gold came from Australia. So all of the evidence is in. The Aboriginal people are the original people. They were part of the Denisovian man that was upgraded. Stephen and Evan Strong's website, check it out. I think it's called Forbidden Knowledge or something.com. I'm not sure, but, you know, just Google it and you'll find it. It tells the whole story. But they're getting some amazing footage, some massive ships there in Australia. So it wouldn't be surprised if they don't return. When the major star nations do return, they will be turning up, you know, in probably Australia and Africa and places like that first. But major activity here as well. It's crazy because they already have a base. You know, they have major bases in most of the major mountain ranges and things like that already, and underground bases throughout the world. And there's huge civilizations living underground. You know, the Earth is a honeycomb. Basically, there's all kinds of massive caverns and you know, the hollow Earth theory is not really a theory. A lot of people get upset when you talk about that, but do the math, do the science, you'll figure it out. But anyway, I wanted to get into the post-election stuff. And, you know, to be honest with you, I could give a rat's ass about politics. I don't really care about politics. For so long, it's been fixed. Ever since Kennedy, we've had a coup, and it's been fixed and manipulated. And this is another coup, you know, a double coup now. So there's a coup that took over the coup. And I'll go more into that, you know, as we talk further. But, you know, WikiLeaks is just dropping the bomb on, you know, Hillary and company. And the emails are coming out, you know, the Podesta emails and the Wiener emails and all this stuff. And all the emails that she scrubbed and bleached and tried to get from coming out are being released. And, you know, Julian Assange is not getting this from the Russians. You know, they're trying to demonize the Russians and create World War III, which is insane, and China and everything else. And you know, Hillary was actually, you know, on stage, you know, talking about how nukes are on the table, you know, nukes are not off the table, you know, and they said in 4 minutes, you know, you're toast, you know, and threatening Russia and China with nuclear war. So if you look at her background, you understand why, you know, and so Now, a lot of people are going to get upset about this. So a little disclaimer, I want you to understand that I'm not a Republican. I didn't vote for Trump. You know, I didn't, I don't vote at all, because when you vote, you actually agree to the system that's here. And I don't agree with the system. It's a legal thing too. I have other legal matters, which I need to stay out of the system. But, you know, I don't vote, and mainly because it's just been fixed. But this is one of the first elections where actually a soft coup came in and took care of the other coup that's been going on since Kennedy. And, you know, it's this coup that I want to talk about is beyond, it's just beyond belief. I haven't wanted to talk about it, and I've known about this for a very long time. And I've watched the dream spell being cast on the American people, and it was done through the media, the lamestream media, which is corporate sponsored, and you know, the cabal, Illuminati, whatever name you want to give them, the banksters, and it even goes higher than that, where all this was coming down from. So you have to understand that when you climb the ladder of power and wealth, the higher up the ladder, the darker it gets, and it goes into unseen energies, and it actually goes into demonic and reptilian and serpent being type energy. So that's just the way it is. You know, everything, you know, in these programs that are going on, these rituals and things like that, the satanic rituals and everything else are actually processes where people actually sell their soul for power and wealth. And that's what the WikiLeaks thing is coming out with. So the WikiLeaks is printing verbatim these emails, especially the Podesta emails and things like that. And they're not, this isn't a deception or isn't anything else. It's just pure in your face fact. And so when I see people like rioting and they're really angry because Hillary didn't get in and things like that. I mean, there's other reasons why the people are marching and things like that. And some of them I agree with, you know, I totally agree that we need to really focus on unity consciousness, and it doesn't matter what color you are or what sex you are or anything, we all need to be treated equally. I do understand all of that. I'm totally for all that, but the very person you've chosen to be your leader and you've been marching for is not what you think, and this is all coming out in the emails. And so I think it's sad, you know, that, you know, they blasted Trump. They got a hold of some recording or something, you know, where he made a comment, you know, and some people call it locker room talk or boys talk or whatever else. It's still something, you know, that wasn't a good idea. You shouldn't behave that way. But, you know, I've been guilty of that. You know, I went through that process, you know, I evolved out of it. Hopefully I still have bad humor now and then. But, you know, if somebody recorded half the things I say, just joking around, trying to get people to laugh and get the energy up, you know, I guarantee you I will never run for president, you know. But anyway, you know, we kind of need to lighten up on some of this stuff. It's triggering things, you know, it's triggering old programs and old abuses and old wounds and traumas and things like that, which is good, you know, that needs to come up. But one of the things I wanted to get into, and I've known about this for a long time, and I haven't said anything, and people get very irate when you talk about these things, but now it's all coming out. It's totally coming out, and it's being completely exposed. And you know, no matter what you say about Trump, you know, I mean, there's not a lot of dirt you got on the guy, and he's pretty clean as far as almost any politician comes across, you know. It's you know, I'm not saying I agree with everything. We'll see what he does, you know. I think we should wait and see what he does. I don't think he's a major threat, you know, to women's rights or anything else, you know, it's as was alleged and got people all riled up about. But you know, as I always say, we will see. You know, with all politicians, you know, they go and they make a lot of promises, but I really do believe that Trump is working in the highest and best good of humanity, the earth, and he's doing something on the interim that needs to be done. He's a house cleaner. He's going to be involved in a lot of house cleaning and get the country back on track, you know, and get the republic restored, which is already happening. So according to inside sources, he's already working with the republic and working with the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, and they've already pretty much taken control, and they're starting to make their move, and they're starting to release the world funds and the other things that are for humanitarian purposes, which is what needs to happen. So he is already doing what he said he was going to do, and it's going to get even more interesting. You know, so, you know, we've had a lot of discussions about that, you know, about it's not good to, you know, pigeonhole anybody or condemn the Muslim, because not all Muslims believe or behave in the same way, just as like all Christians don't believe and behave in the same way. You know, there's a lot of Christian people that are very abusive to their wives and things like that. It doesn't matter. You know, it's we need to stop, you know, stereotyping things and things like that. But we do need to do a vetting process where, and, you know, I don't have the answers to this. You know, I've been racking my head around it. But, you know, the previous administration and the one before that and the one before that has created the terrorists. I mean, they're warmongers. They're war and disease profiteers. And they've created the terrorists. So what do? We just invite them all to come to the country. You know, we've destroyed their homes. We've destroyed their families. We've killed their women and children and bombed them into oblivion. And then we're going to bring them over here and just say, hey, welcome to America, you know. And you don't think there's going to be some bad blood there, you know. So, you know, something needs to be, you know, worked out on that situation, a vetting process. There needs to be, you know, I would love to see Trump get up, and he probably will. Just say, you know, I apologize for the previous administrations. I apologize for what was done. And we're going to see if we can straighten this out, and clean this up. So anyway, we'll see what happens. But again, I think as a people, we need to rise up and hold to the universal law, you know, the universal principles and understandings necessary for a healthy society and environment. And hold any leader, whoever gets in office, we need to hold them to those laws, and you know, and not you know, prejudge them. You know, just let them see where they go. You know, if they fall out of grace and start pulling stunts, then we need to call them out as people on that. You know, that's the bottom line. But I want to go through some of this WikiLeaks stuff, and there's other things too. Now, this isn't just WikiLeaks. This is the FBI, and this is mainly the New York Police Department, which my hat's off to the NYPD, because they are standing in their honor. They're holding true to the investigations, and some of the NYPD people actually wept when they saw what was in those files. I mean, these are seasoned officers, grown men, and they actually cried when they saw what was going on the highest levels of our government. I mean, they knew something was up. They knew things went right. But when the information came out, I mean, it was unbelievable. And it's pretty undeniable that there were satanic rituals being held. There's pedophiles, child sacrifices. There's mixing of human blood, urine, and semen in these sacrifices. And, you know, the Clintons, Bill took 20 trips to Epstein Island, you know, which is a pedophile sanctuary, and Hillary took 6 there. You know, why are they going to a pedophile island, you know, to partake? And actually, there's films about that of underage girls, with both Hillary and Bill getting involved in that. But you know, some of her good friends, I think it was Laura Silsby, I guess, was guilty of 33 children child trafficking with 33 Haitian children. And in the emails, it's coming up, well, how much it's going to cost to get this child here? You know, how much, you know, it's probably a present for Bill, you know, who knows. But, I mean, it's all in the emails, and it's in the phone, you know, the phone records of Wiener and Podesta. It's all there. It's all coming out, and it's unbelievable. So, and, you know, we look at the history, there's about 110 mysterious deaths tied to the Clinton Foundation, the Clintons. And, you know, 59 died in plane crashes. And these are taking out whole planes with people on them, you know, other people on them. There was 13 murders, something like 10 suicides. And then they had Waco, you know, people being taken out about Waco. And then there was accidents, I think 3 in Whitewater. there's all kinds of stuff. But, I mean, they've got up to about 110 now deaths directly tied to the Clintons. And a lot of these people were whistleblowers. They were blowing the whistle on the Democratic Party and what was going on there and all the stuff that they're doing. You know, they're paying people to create riots and paying people to disrupt things. And you know, it was just unbelievable what was going on there. And, you know, bragging how they the fix was in, you know, how they were going to install Hillary. So it's all there. You know, it's all there. You know, but, you know, we look at the past, you know, we had Waco, you know, that was under Bill's watch. And, you know, there's our references to top people in there saying that, you know, Hillary was very involved in that and said, clean it up. You know, nobody comes out of there. And that's basically what happened. Nobody came out of there. They tried to come out and they were all assassinated. Everybody that came out pretty much got shot, you know, women holding babies, things like that. And then the TV crews started coming in on it, and they had to stop. And so a few people did get out of there, but they know the real story. There's movies on that. Go see the movies. But it was unbelievable. And they had the dirt on a lot of drug dealing, things like that. So that's one of the reasons why nobody came out. But, you know, I can go more into that. You know, but you had Waco. You had Whitewater. Again, you had Travelgate. You had Filegate, where they used FBI files and the IRS to attack their opponents. The missing emails and the private servers and the bleached and sanitized servers and the computers and everything else. Unfortunately, they didn't get it quick enough, or it got hacked before then. But unfortunately for them, but good for us. But, you know, this all needs to come out. You know, and then you had the Benghazi situation where there's arms being sold to ISIS. And that's all coming out in the email. You know, and then you have ChinaGate, you know, where a lot of sensitive technology was given to China, you know, and we're talking nuclear technology. So, you know, it's pretty interesting, but it just goes on and on. And it's very clear that she is a mouthpiece for the cabal. And she had all the corporations backing her and the media and everything else. And it's a miracle that actually Trump stepped forward. And what it is the whole nation said, we're done. We're done with the status quo. You know, you've had 30, 40 years to figure this out. You've done nothing, you know, and if she would have gotten in, it would have been the status quo continuing and actually getting worse. We probably would have gotten into World War III, you know, with her in office. So when I see the people writing and crying for Hillary and this and that, and we want a woman, you know, we want this in the office. You know, I would love to see a woman, you know, in the White House. I would love to see a council of grandmothers running this country more than anything else. I think it would be awesome. And, you know, something of that nature. Is it Jill Stein? I think it is, that was with the Green Party. She was great, you know, but she got cut out by the corporate media. They just shut her down. Didn't give her a voice, you know. So I think if she was in there and had a shot at it, and if everybody got the same time to talk and cover the points, you know, she'd probably be the next president. Who knows? But I mean, this is a woman of honor and integrity. We're talking about this is a woman, and I don't know why. Hillary does not resemble a woman to me. I'm sorry. You know, my concept of a woman is that they're very strong, they're very loving, they're very nurturing. They're very connected to spirit. They're more connected than men because their sensitivity is stronger. You know, even, you know, believe it or not, the best pilots in the Pleiadian ships are women because of their sensitivity, you know, because the ships are very sensitive. They're more of a spiritual technology. So anyway, we have it backwards here. When we let the male ego run this country, it just really trashes it. But, I mean, I'm all for a woman getting into president, but let's just get one that has a little bit of honor and a little bit of integrity and doesn't involve herself in satanic rituals and cooking, spirit cooking, and which you really want to do some research on that, you know, but anyway, you know, the war on disease profiteers were backing, you know, Hillary. That's the bottom line. And she was all for war with Russia and China and keeping the arms race going and all the other mess, you know, everything we shouldn't be doing. So, there's like a spell that's been cast, and I think it ties into the satanic rituals and the other stuff and the the spirit cooking and things like that. There's almost a spell that people get under, and it's almost like all critical thinking, I mean, complete cognitive dissonance, total refusal to look at the facts. It's just unbelievable seeing how just dumbed down and brainwashed a lot of the people are. And it is just exactly like the Stockholm, effect. And people don't know what that is. It's like people fall in love with their captors, or they start worshiping their captors. And it's probably some kind of survival mechanism that kicks on. They've done nothing for the blacks. They've done nothing for the Mexicans. They've done nothing for the poor. In a matter of fact, they've been holding and suppressing, them and their cronies have been holding and suppressing, the poor and the different cultural, programs. It's just the races, the different races. They've been suppressing all that. So anyway, this is the rub. Now, this is what gets to me, is that there's things that I know that people don't know, and it's not going to hit the mainstream news. You're not going to hear about it. But there's things happening with a lot of the enlightened Chinese elders that have offered to help bail us out, and we are so screwed. I mean, the Federal Reserve note is toast. It's worthless, basically. With the BRICS Union, it's... The BRICS Union is Brazil, Russia, I think India, China, some of the South African, South American countries, major, major group. They've all gotten together and formed their own monetary group, and they pretty much have taken down the Federal Reserve. So the Federal Reserve was the vehicle for the banksters. And, out of that, out of Puerto Rico, the United States Corporate Inc., program with the IRS and all the other things and the agencies under that flag have been suppressing people like crazy. So it's like this manufactured lack that we've been dealing with is a direct result of these groups. And, when you've got billions of dollars that were given to the people of Haiti, and then you're actually child trafficking little girls from Haiti for your rituals and for your husband and things like that, I mean... And none of that money is going to Haiti. Actually, it was all absconded with, and now it's over in Qatar, which Qatar has been proven to be supporting ISIS and funding ISIS and also giving huge donations to the Clinton Foundation. So it's like, figure it out, folks. It's like, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this out. It's really simple. Follow the money. And forget about what they say and watch what they do. That's all you have to do. Follow the money. Forget about what they say. Watch what they do. And do the research on what they do. If you don't do the research on what they do, you're going to fall for, the big BS program that's going through the lamestream media. And they all have egg on their face right now. The whole corporate media right now, they're all like whoops, like we did everything we could to shut down Trump, and we've spread lies and deceptions and have done everything, and now he's president. How's that going to work? I wonder if their licenses all come up for renewal. I wonder how that's gonna turn out. But to me, the lamestream media has nothing to do with informing the people of what's going on. It's all to program the people and just lead you astray and send you off in this direction and distract you and keep you from making your own inner contact, your own personal connection with soul, spirit, God, creator, whatever you want to call it. But, these rituals are totally tied into Aleister Crowley and his stuff, and it's called Do As Thou Wilt. You do whatever you want to people, to the earth, it doesn't matter. There's no moral fiber to this, no character. It's very sad, and that's what is just gone rampant. And there is a big house cleaning, and getting more into this other stuff with the elders that and the BRICS Union and things like that. They've actually offered to bail out America, and to create a new treasury note, a United States treasury note, that is not going to be a Federal Reserve note. And with the new republic, the U.S. Treasury notes will come out. They'll be backed by gold. And that's actually going to save America. And Trump is totally behind this 100%. So he's in for restoring the republic. He's in for the release of these funds, you know, these world funds, the debt relief and everything else. And guess what? When you have a treasury note, there's no debt attached to it, you know, so you're not going to be, you know, enslaved by the manufactured lack and everything else that was created by the Federal Reserve and the banksters. Anyway, so all these things are being done on your behalf, and you're rioting and pissed off and angry and saying, I'm going to commit suicide, you know, and you better fix this. You better put Hillary in. It's just like, it just blows me away. It's very sad. It's sad to the point where people, just to see people, especially the youth, that are being completely brainwashed by this whole situation. You know, it's very sad just watching that. I just go, oh my God. You know, the fluoride is working, the chemtrails are working, everything else is working. So, you know, it's like, if you want to march for peace. You know, if you want to march for universal law, you know, like universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom and prosperity for everybody, you know, equality. Yeah, I'm all for that. Let's march for those. Let's hold our leaders' feet to the fire, you know, and make sure this comes forward. I'm totally behind that 100%. But, you know, you've been relieved of your captor. And a lot of people are crying and upset, and it is the total Stockholm syndrome going on, where it's like people are demanding their captor, you know, be reinstalled. And I just don't get it. So anyway, the main thing I want to say is do the research. Read about the New York Police Department and the files that they uncovered, you know, the Wienergate thing and all this other stuff going on. You know, the Podesta emails, the Clinton emails that have all been pretty much are going to be released. The most damning ones are being released now as we speak, you know, where they talk about being involved in satanic rituals, that they're involved in a pedophile ring. They're involved in cooking, spirit cooking, you know, which is human blood and urine and semen, you know, for the rituals. I mean, it's all coming out. This isn't a conspiracy theory. This isn't some whacked out, Republican right-winger talking. You know, I'm very centered. I'm very even in discernment. I don't believe anything unless I do the research. And one thing I do know is that my BS meter, my inner sensitivity, everything goes off when I look at that woman. I mean, everything. I get the most darkest field of energy. And she actually drove through Detroit by the expo, and I could feel her entourage come through Detroit. And the energy I felt was nauseated. And the people there, all these people got nauseated, and they didn't know why. And it's because her group just drove by. And where is that inner sensitivity? Where is the ability to look at someone, do a reading, and look at their nature and feel what's going on? I mean, where is that? Where has that gone? You know, it's gone somewhere. You know, I don't know where it is. And I don't know if it's the fluoride or the media, the mass media, or the, you know, the chemtrails or whatever else. But I'm just shocked at the amount of people that don't even have a clue as to who they're following and worshiping and who they want to be their leader, you know. So, again, I have nothing against women. I love women. I was saved at 5 years old by Mary appearing to me when I was dying in the hospital. I've had amazing teachers that were females, spiritual teachers. I've studied with a lot of yogis, female yogis, lamas, everything. You know, it's like I love the feminine energy. I'd rather be around the feminine energy, especially than the male rooster energy. I find that kind of distasteful. But you know, basically, I'm not coming at it from that angle. I'm coming at it from an angle of spiritual discernment and trusting your inner sensitivity and direct knowing, you know, where you can just plug into these energies. So, you know, when I look at Trump, I just think he's the perfect person right now for the house cleaning. Is he the perfect person to run the country? Probably not. You know, there's probably others out there. I mean, I would rather see a Gandhi or somebody like that doing things. But, you know, right now, he's the best man for the house cleaning. And he has the generals behind him. They are restoring the republic. They are making sure that the world the funds are coming out. You know, there's been a global coup to get rid of the banksters, and he's part of that. So, you know, I would say, you know, give him a run. Let him see if he can do what he says he's going to do, you know, and hold his feet to the fire. And if he gets out of line, call him out on it. You know, I'm very concerned about the people he's surrounding himself with. And I really hope that we don't go down that road where, you know, somebody will say everything to get elected and then not do it. I don't think that's the case here. I think there's other ways of dealing with, you know, the borders and things like that. But, you know, I mean, there's something like 280,000 felons just dumped back into society, you know, on the border, and they should have been deported. And that to me is deplorable, you know, and you talk about women's, you know, they, you know, these are rapists and murderers and things like that. And, you know, you say you support women's rights, and then you allow these things to happen under your watch. I think there's a very serious disconnect there. And to totally attack and vilify, you know, Bill's victims, I think is another story. But, you know, people had their animals killed, you know, and their children threatened and everything else if they go public and talk about, you know, the sexual escapades of Bill, you know, and how he was very aggressive and pretty much raped him, you know. So, I mean, there's a long history of that. So, and when you totally attack and vilify and send your henchmen down on these women, I mean, how does that fit into, you know, women's rights or actually supporting women in any way whatsoever? It's actually the opposite, you know. So, I mean, I can go over and over again, but when these WikiLeaks things come out, and these are actually leaked to WikiLeaks by the FBI, and they're leaked to them by the NYPD, and other people are leaking these out. It's not the Russians, because they're so fed up with what's going on. So again, do the research, read these emails. I mean, it's very sickening. After you do, definitely do clearings, do healings, refocus. You know, again, when they saw what was going on, there was seasoned officers with the NYPD that actually wept. I mean, they wept at how dark our leadership has become. So the good news is the Republic is going to be restored. There probably will be some mass arrests, and there is going to be a major cleanup. You know, personally, I just don't think this system is functional. We need to try something different. Could we do that? I know how we could do it very easily. Again, we should be run by councils, by people who have a long track record of service, you know, to humanity and the earth, who are very spiritually adept and have a history of that. You know, they're very wise. And we need to choose people like that, not by the power and wealth and not by what the media is telling us. You know, we need to have some major spiritual discernment when we choose our leadership. And when we do have leaders like that, they're going to be in full service mode to humanity and the earth. They're going to take everything into account. And again, a good council of grandmothers would be perfect for that. And, you know, and there would be other agencies to fulfill that, their mission, you know, their part. The problem with almost all the agencies, they're doing exactly the opposite of what they're created to do. And they're going against their mandate. So, you know, really, you look at the EPA and the Environmental Protection Agency. Believe it or not, that was established by Nixon. You know, that was one of the good things he did. Well, that thing got taken over. And now they won't even test for chemtrails or anything else. It's like EPA, if you got enough bucks, you just pay them off, you can do whatever you want. You know, that's pretty much how that thing goes. You know, you've got the FDA. You know, they've totally suppressed cures for cancer with deadly force and natural food places and things like that. I mean, who are these people? You know, they have nothing to do with your health or your, you know, they're taking away your freedom to even take care of yourself. You know, I can go on and on, but almost all these agencies, you know, that most of the doctors have become businessmen. You know, they have nothing to do with healing. They're trained by the pharmaceutical companies. And, you know, the information that I've sent out about the inoculations lately, these are unbelievable. They're full of cancer cells. They're full of Noggles, which totally shuts down your immune system. You can't fight cancer because you can't assimilate vitamin D. They have all these other detergents in them. They have mercury. They've got mercury just totally kills your nerve cells and your brain cells too. If mercury touches a brain cell, bam, it's dead. You know, it's like unbelievable. And I put that out on my newsletter. Sign up for my newsletter, and I've covered that. I've had scientists come forward and talk about the inoculations, and they're warning people, do not get these shots, you know, coming out. Like, they're telling you exactly what's in them, and they're putting people on timers, you know, with these shots. And so, you know, they had something like 12 to 24 cases at the most of polio in India when they got through with the Gates Foundation inoculations. They had something like 45,000 people with polio. So how did that happen? You know, what's going on there? So figure it out. You know, it's like, it's not what you think. And so we need to step out of the worship, you know, and the idol worship and worshiping these people of power and wealth, and really look at what they do, look at where the money comes from, look at how they spend the money, and the fruits of their labors. I mean, we really need to look at that. And, if they made their money honorably and they're doing charitable things, great. You know, and they're really helping people, great. But we need, again, do the research. You know, do the research. You know, just don't, because somebody, don't do the name recognition thing. Do the research. Same thing goes in the spiritual community, the UFO community. Forget about the name recognition. Forget about the hype. You know, forget about what's said on the podium. Look behind the curtain. You know, look at what they do, how they treat people, where their money goes. Look at their affiliations. You know, are they tied in with the banksters? You know, the Clintons and the Rockefellers and the Bushes. I mean, take a good look at their affiliations before you send money or donate to these people. You know, I'm just blown away. People are donating money to a certain person in the UFO field here, and I just go, my God, do you have anything? Have you done any research on this guy? And they don't, you know. And that's a whole nother story. But again, you know, look behind the curtain, and that's what this is all about. We are going into Armageddon right now, the great uncovering. Everything is being uncovered. I mean, there's nothing hidden anymore. You know, even watching my own life, there's little stuff coming up. I'm going, whoa, where'd that come from? You know, and, you know, little insecurities and programs and behavioral programs that I'm observing, you know, as I do them. And I go, oh, I got to change that one. You know, where'd that come from? You know, little fears popping up, things like that. And even after a couple near-death experiences and 30 years of studying with lamas and yogis and meditating three times a day, you know, I still got stuff coming up. And, you know, and so it's like, you know, I have great empathy for people that haven't done any homework, you know, haven't done their spiritual practices, because everything's going to come up. You know, it's not an option. So with the vibrational lifting and the frequencies rising, we have become frequency specific to the earth, and the earth is moving to a highly energized place in space. And we're going to have to match its frequency. So the earth is ascending. We need to go with her. We need to match her frequencies. Only thing I can say is, like, you know, really watch your diet. Eat close to the earth. Eat lighter. Take your shoes off. Walk on the grass. Walk on the earth. You know, recalibrate your system. You know, get your spiritual practices in and whatever process-oriented therapy you can get into, because we got to drop the baggage if we're going to go into the next phase. And really focus on unity consciousness and universal law, and make that your priority, you know, in everything you say and do. And, you know, don't beat yourself up when you step outside of it, because, you know, we the programming is so heavy and so hard to it's very hard to break. And again, we need to clean up our, you know, our intake, especially with the fluoride in the water and the aspartame and all the processed foods. And I can go on and on and on about that. You know, like we need to get that stuff out of our system and the chemtrails too. You know, one of the things, message to Trump, I would tell him, you know, first, restore the republic. You know, second, probably stop the inoculations, go after that, you know, especially the children, you know, what's being done to the children with the, you know, children are dropping dead after getting some of the inoculations. I mean, they're that bad. And the autism and everything else is directly related to the inoculations. It's a proven fact, you know. Even the head of the CDC said so. You know, they covered it up. So, you know, we need to stop the inoculations and we need to stop the chemtrails. You know, I always tell people when we're done and the republic's fully restored, the chemtrails will stop. We're still getting hammered by chemtrails. And I don't know what's in this last batch, but I think it's the last ditch effort of the New World Order to get the population down and basically probably punish the people for saying enough's enough. But, you know, and, you know, that's the first things I would do right away. And then I would take these world funds that are coming in, and it's beyond imagination, the amount of money that's going to be coming in, and just start at the bottom. You know, first of all, let's take care of the poor. Let's take care of the hungry. You know, let's get some, you know, we have enough money to provide basics, you know, the food, water, clean water, shelter, the basics. Those should be provided no matter what. And we have the funds, the money to do that. And, you know, even just the military budget alone and all the wars and everything, if we just stopped doing the wars and took that money, we'd have no more homeless, you know. And, you know, we should have centers for cleaning up, you know, the drug problems and things like that, you know, and get the government out of the drug business and things like that. But, you know, you know, that's the first thing I would do, and bring in the white hats and the people of honor and integrity in the agencies and say, okay, you're going to run this now, and kick the other guys out. You know, so, you know, but really, I mean, the first thing we need to do definitely establish the republic, get the funds moving, and take care of the poor and the sick and the homeless, and then and actually totally revamp, you know, the whole medical program. Because there are new technologies and there are cures for cancer. All of these things exist right now. They've been extremely suppressed. The free energy, we don't need these damn pipelines running through sacred grounds, like Standing Rock, you know, running right through their sacred burial grounds. Whose idea was that? I mean, come on, you know, like, oh, let's run a pipeline right through the sacred burial grounds. There won't be a problem, you know? It's like, what? Who thought of that? I mean, come on. That's insanity. That's like crazy. You know, that's I don't know. It's just beyond that. But hopefully we can start getting some rational thinking, you know, into the program. There's not too much I want to cover. I just felt like, you know, letting people know that there is a bigger picture. There's a higher plan unfolding. The world's not going to end because your captors and your... your enslavers didn't get into office, and some really good things are going to be coming down the pipeline. But we can't fall asleep. We need to keep pressing forward and hold the line on equality and universal law and things like that. We need to really hold the line and put pressure on all the politicians and say, this is where we're going to go. We're not going to put up with the manufactured lack, the enslavement, and actions, any actions that are not in the highest and best good of humanity on the earth. And that's what we need to rise up and deal with. But anyway, I've said enough. I don't even like talking about this nonsense. I'd rather talk about something else. We are going to have Kesh coming in, looks like next week on Saturday. And we'll be talking about the fuelless energy technologies and the plasma technologies, the healing technologies. He's just one group. There's other groups that have these amazing technologies, and believe it or not, the elders and the white hats all want these technologies to be released, and so they are going to come out. And even at the conference, we talked about that. You know, it's like the troops, you know, having them come back losing arms and legs and filled with concoctions that they've experimented on them with, and with the vaccines and things like that, is just, you know, and the suicide rate after they come back, it's just, it's deplorable what's going on there, and that needs to get shifted too. And there is technology to take care of that. Believe it or not, there's technology out there, and it's almost like a 3D printing deal. It's really bizarre, and they can actually regrow limbs and things like that, and that's in the Secret Space Program. So, I mean, they don't have to want to run around with all these apparatuses. You know, they can actually regrow whatever limbs they lost and actually, you know, restore the whole body. You know, they have these technologies out. You know, we have magnetic light tables now. We have oxygen chambers with 7 different types of oxygen in them. Oxygen is the highest systemic antibiotic you can get. You know, when you raise the blood oxygen and raise the body pH, cancer backs out of the system. Otto Warburg, I think in 29 or 27, gave us that technology. He actually cured cancer back in the mid-20s, you know. So why do we still have cancer? You know, it's the cure's there. And a lot of it has to do with what we're being fed, you know. We should let food be our medicine and start eating very organic and get away from all the additives, and especially the chemtrails and the inoculations that are going on. That is one of the main causes. That's the major problems that we're dealing with. We're coming up to the end of the hour. I only have about 7 minutes left, and I wanted to take in calls. And looks like we have, you know, a few people. There's, you know, wanting to come on. I'm not seeing the. Wow, we've got so many people on here. I can't even. I don't think I'm going to be able to get to this. There's just too many. But I think we're just going to keep going because we only have like 5 minutes left. And sorry about, you know, not opening it for calls. I'm waiting for the calls to pop up, and I'm not seeing them for some reason. So, you know, hopefully they can pop in, you know, get them, you know, from the studio and put them on my list. But I know there were a whole bunch of people waiting to talk about this stuff. But again, you know, it almost breaks my heart to see these people, and they have these conferences. And, you know, I saw these conferences, and I guess this guy's name is Jay-Z or something. I'm not sure. And Beyonce was there and everything else. And these guys are up on stage, and they're going, you know, F the bitch and this, and this, that, and just like so derogatory. You know, the bitch wants me, and you know, just the whole thing up there. And then they interview the women, and they go, and the concert was for Hillary. And they interview the women, and they go, well, I just want to make sure that women are treated fairly, and that that women are equal and things like that. And I go, did you just hear what the guy up there on stage was saying about you and about your womanhood? It's just like, my God, you know, what the hell? You know, is this like a spell? Was this whole concert a spell? You know, spell casting? You know, what, you know, why would you put up with that? And people are just praising these people, and you hear the lyrics and you go, oh my God, you know, what kind of, this is like satanic, you know, this is all talking about, you know, basically rape and aggressive behavior, you know, and just sexually overpowering women, you know, and this and this and this. And I'm going, well, you know, it's like, I didn't see Trump putting on conferences like that or putting on concerts like that, you know. So I don't know. I'm just saying that this thing is so convoluted. It's so crazy. It's so nuts that I don't think people even know what's up or down or right or wrong or anything anymore. It's like, as Aleister Crowley said, do as you wish. And to me, you know, I'm all for people following their soul purpose and everything else, but not when it trespasses on another, not when it's outside of universal law, not when it's harmful to humanity and the earth. You know, there are certain obligations, like spiritual and moral obligations, that we need to look at. And again, you know, this whole this whole division thing going on, you know, between the races, between the, that's all controlled, it's all contrived. Black Lives Matters, you know, all that stuff is sponsored by Soros and the other people trying to create divisions. I'm totally against the way that the police have been treating and, you know, profiling and aggressively, you know, shooting innocent people just because of their own paranoia. You know, that's wrong. That needs to be dealt with. It doesn't matter if you're purple, pink, or blue. You shouldn't be shooting people, you know, just because of the color of their skin, you know. So, you know, basically, and because of your own paranoia or whatever, you know. So, you know, we were talking about that earlier, and I said, okay, where do you go from this? You know, first of all, okay, yeah, so we brought all these slaves over, and is it our karma now we need to take care of everybody, or are we all going to step up the plate and be equal? You know, what? How do you look at this? You know, is it a karmic thing, or do we all need to be equal, and do we all need to, or we need to help those less fortunate? Yes, we do, to bring them up to equality. Yeah, I do believe in that. The same thing that goes with Muslims, you know, it's like, we bombed them into oblivion. We created the terrorists. We created the homeless and all that stuff going on, you know. So, but you know, where do we go from here? You know, do we invite them into our homes when they want to kill us, and or they want to just terrorize the women, you know, and try to force them into Sharia law, which is very barbaric. You know, it's like, you know, where do you go? How much responsibility do we have in these situations? You know, like, I didn't go over there and bomb them. You know, I didn't pick up a gun and shoot somebody just because they're living on top of my oil, supposedly, and that's the way people look at it. You know, it's all about oil and war industry. It had nothing to do with any of the other things we were told. But, you know, where do we draw the line? And I think we can draw the line where we just have to stop, release the past, try to be the best person we can be, no matter what color, what race we are, and act in service and bring, you know, the love and the joy and the bliss back and the brother sisterly love, and focus on those as a prerequisite, as a priority, and things will turn around. It's not going to turn around by warring against another culture. It's not going to turn around by continuing pushing the fear buttons and the judgment buttons and all the other stuff. That's not going to work. You know, the ways that we've been doing it, trying to suppress and control, don't work. They never have worked. They never will work. And so we need to unite as a people and start figuring things out and figure out who our controllers are, how they've manipulated us through the years, and break those patterns and exactly break this Stockholm syndrome that's going on right now. And the spell, this ritual spell that people are under. And I think we're right in the middle of that happening. You know, we are breaking it. So we're actually out of time, unfortunately. We're hitting the end of the hour, so we're going to have to sign off. Sorry, callers. I went a little too far over, but I needed to get this out. And so many people wanted me to get this information out. You know, but again, the only thing I can say is focus on the heart, you know, focus on the universal principles that are necessary for a healthy society environment, you know, focus on universal law and bring that in, and, you know, forget about the fear and the separation game that's going on. And, you know, and again, I don't have all the answers. You know, I don't know how you deal with somebody that is so wounded and so, you know, messed up that they just want you dead just because you're white or black or purple or whatever color you are. You know, I think there has to be a universal law or a way of dealing with that where it doesn't matter. It's the action that we're dealing with, not the color, not the race. It's the action, and work on healing this, you know, healing the past, releasing the past. You know, have a big truth and reconciliation program going or something like that, you know, not throwing everybody in jail and cashing in on that program as well. You know, that doesn't work either, unless you're a jailer, you know, unless you're getting paid for it. But anyway, I'm sorry about the rant. Sorry about you know, bringing this information out. There is some really awesome things happening right now behind the scenes. Don't sabotage it, you know, support it. And if it does get offline a little bit, feel free to steer it back on course. You know, it's that simple. So anyway, you know, practice kindness, you know, practice love and support each other. And, you know, be a part of the healing process, not the separation game. But anyway, this is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Have a great evening and keep the peace. Yeah, it's the only thing that's going to get us through. Anyway, good night.